And you did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. My hands are raised because I surrender. Your will is what's best for me. I worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. I bow before the King of Kings. My hands are raised because I surrender. Your will is what's best for me. I worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. I bow before the King of Kings. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you. No more crying, no more complaining. I believe your word is true. Lord, you promised never to leave me lonely. So this is what I'm going to do. No more crying, no more complaining. I believe your word is true. Lord, you promised never to leave me lonely. So this is what I'm going to do. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you. And so, Father, we give your name all the glory, and we give your name all the honor, and we give your name all of the praise, because you are the God that is worthy of our trust. You are the God that is worthy of our adoration. You are the God that has created us, and you created us for purpose. You didn't create us to worry. You definitely did not create us to fear, but you created us to worship you with one accord and with one mind on a daily basis. Your will to be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, as we rise this morning to begin another day of our early morning sacrifice, our early morning prayer, Lord, we are here to declare that we will put our trust in you. There's no one just like you. You are a magnificent God. You are a glorious God. You are a way-making God. You are a God of comfort and a God of peace. You are a God of joy. You are a God of hope. And God, you're so worthy of the praise and so worthy of the adoration that words cannot even express how great you are. Words cannot even declare how mighty and how wonderful you have been. words cannot even express, God, of just what you have done and what you mean to us and how you mean so much more than anything else in this world. We thank you, O God, for allowing us and sparing us yet another day. For we did not come into this day on our own. We did not come into this day in our own power and in our own might, but we've come into this morning because you've allowed us to see another day. You have blessed us and you have sustained us. You woke us up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. You blessed us with being in our right mind and with the use and activity of our limbs. Lord, we're grateful that you have blessed us to be able to see another day. And so my heart, oh God, declares that you are worthy of my adoration. My God, the actions that you have done and that you have performed in my life tells me, Lord, that you are worthy of the honor and that you're worthy of the praise. And so I lift my hands and give you the glory this morning. I open up my mouth and I give you the sacrifice of praise. Lord, I surrender this body. I surrender my life to you, O God, to present my body as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable, Lord, because you deserve better than anything else in this world. You deserve my best, God. You deserve my worship, Lord. You deserve my service, Lord, and you deserve my gratitude. You deserve every breath that I breathe. You deserve every thought that comes out of my head. You deserve everything that comes up out of this mouth, Lord. You're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored. We magnify you and glorify you. We lift you up this morning, God, because you are yet worthy, God. We honor and adore you, Lord, and we put our trust in you because you are a magnificent God, a God who never fails, a God who never falls short of his glory, a God who is magnificent in all his ways. And so we just want to love on you this morning and give you and offer unto you the praise that you are worthy of. Take away the spirit of worry. Take away the spirit of fear. Take away those things that would cause us not to focus in on you and to offer unto you the praise that you are worthy of. God, we surrender to your will because you know what's best for each and every one of us. For you told us in your word that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Oh, God, in some versions say a hope. And we thank you that our hope is in you. Lord, every day that we rise, every morning that you allow us to see, our hope is yet in you because you are a provider. You are a way maker. God, you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. God, that means that you are the source of our strength and you are the strength of our lives. And when we let you take the wheel, God, we don't want to be backseat drivers in our lives, Lord, but we want to surrender to you. So we're not going to complain. We're not going to cry. We're not going to fret. And we're not going to fear because, Lord, we know that you know what's best for me. We know that you know what's best for each and every single one of our lives. And so, Lord, who else will we turn to? Who else will we give authority in our lives? Who else is worthy of the honor and worthy of the sacrifice? Who else is worthy of the glory and worthy of the honor? Who else is worthy to be glorified and magnified? There's no one else, God, that's worthy of your praise. There's no one else, God, that's worthy of your glory. And so, Lord, we surrender it to you this morning, and we cast all of our cares upon you, for we understand, God, that you are a caring and merciful God. You have remained yet the same since yesterday, today, and forevermore. And, God, for that, Lord, we can put our trust in you. We don't have to worry about what you're going to do because your track record is sure. Your track record is yea and amen. Your track record is a guarantee. So we will trust in you, God. We'll trust in you in the morning. We'll trust in you in the noonday. We'll trust you with our families. We'll trust you with our children. We'll trust you with our aspirations. We'll trust you with our goals. We'll trust you with our health, Lord. And we'll trust you with our finances. We'll trust you with our ministries, Lord. And we'll trust you with our responsibilities. Lord, we'll trust you with our cares, Lord. We will put our trust in you. And so, Lord, created us a heart, God, that will have a heart and a mind to trust you in every area of our lives. Take out those things that cause us not to have our hope in you. For when we hope in man and we hope in temporal things, they always fall short of our glory. They always come up short. They always are missing in action when we really need them. But, Lord, that's not your track record. Lord, that's not your will. That's not what you have spoken into our lives. You said if we would call on you, you'll answer us.
And not only will you answer us, you'll show us great and mighty things. You told us in your word that if we pray, we can have the confidence in knowing that you hear us. And if we have that confidence knowing that you hear us, then we can receive. We shall receive those petitions that we have set forth before you. So you hear us and you answer us and you come through always right on time. Lord, that's a God that we can trust in. Not a God that was made with our hands, that we can put where we want to put them at and direct them to the places that we want to direct them in. But Lord, I serve a God that orders my footsteps, not me ordering his footsteps. I have a God that knows my ending from my beginning, not me telling him where his ending and his beginning is at. And I have a God that cares, a God that knows me intimately, who knows my ending from my beginning, who can order my footsteps, who can control my life, and who can grant me favor, grant me peace, grant me joy, and grant me unmerited favor. Lord, you are a magnificent God who has been gracious and kind to us at Praise Center and has been gracious and kind to people across the nation. Lord, I celebrate you on my behalf, Lord, for allowing me to reach another birthday. Lord, I thank you for all that you stirred up in the hearts of the people to be a blessing to me yesterday, from my family to the church ministry to those that are abroad. Lord, I thank you for the favor and I thank you for the kindness. I thank you, God, that I have a servant's attitude, that I can surrender to you. And Lord, as I continue to surrender to you, God, you do great things in my life and great things on my behalf. Lord, I cannot compare yesterday with any other birthday that I've ever had. And I thank you, God, because you do all things well. We may not have had all the money in the world that we wanted to have, Lord, but each and every person took the time out to do something for me. And I thank you, God, because you do all things well. I thank you for the peace. I thank you for the joy. God, I thank you for the time of celebration. And I thank you, God, for just another chance to give your name the glory and the honor and praise. Lord, I thank you, Lord, because I began the morning off with prayer, surrendering to you, not my will, but let thine will be done. And so, Lord, as I begin this early morning day, this early morning sacrifice, Lord, my commitment is still the same. Lord, I surrender to your will, not my will, Lord, but let thine will be done, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask, O God, that you have created me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. Oh, God, clean me from the very crown of my head to the sole of my feet, that I may be greater for you than I was yesterday. God, we urged each other yesterday to let our light so shine that men might see our good works and glorify our Father which art in heaven. Lord, our purpose and our plan, oh God, our purpose here for this day is to let our light shine. Lord, we desire for you to get the glory out of each and every one of our lives. Lord, we don't want our flesh to get any of the glory, but we desire for all the glory and for all the honor and for all the praise to be thine in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we want to be an example of holiness, an example of righteousness, an example of strength, God, and an example of holy and a sanctified man and woman. Lord, we want to exhibit the spirit of our God in everything that we say and everything that we do. So we ask, oh God, to continually for you to fill us up in the mighty name of Jesus. We desire to fill us up, Lord, so that we'll be filled with your glory, filled with your honor, filled with your praise, that we may exhibit and that we may show the love of Christ in everything that we say, in everything that we do, in everything that our hands are put to do. Lord, not to give our flesh any of your glory, not to give our flesh any of your honor, Lord, but again, that you will receive all of the glory and that you will receive all of the honor and that you will receive all of the praise. Lord, we don't want to let a day go by without magnifying you and glorifying you. Lord, we don't want a day to go by without offering unto you the sacrifice of praise. Lord, we don't want to let a day go by without seeking your face and seeking your will for our lives. Lord, because we don't have time to waste. Lord, we don't have time to cast aside. We don't have any more free time to burn. But Lord, I want to be like Jesus this morning. Lord, I want to be about my Father's business while I still have time, while it's still yet day, because my life is only as a vapor. Lord, I'm only here for a short period of time. So, Lord, I want to fulfill your glory and your purpose for my life every single moment, every single day, oh God, every single hour. I want you to get the glory out of my life. to shape me for this journey. In the mighty name of Jesus, help me to be compassionate. Help me to be kind. Help me to be forgiving and loving. Help me to be long-suffering. God, I need your fruit to be exhibited in my life. So, Holy Spirit, I need you to come to more and have your way. Uproot everything that's unlike our God. Uproot everything that's unlike our King. Uproot everything that's not holy, that's not acceptable in me, God, and cast it out of me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I want you to cast out all those things like Paul was told the men to cast out all those things in that ship that was about to break up, Lord. And as you cast it all out of me, Lord, oh, God, break me and mold me back together again, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you uproot some strongholds and as you uproot those things that have been in there, those long-term, oh God, issues that I've had in my life, in each and every one of our lives, Lord, as you uproot those, Lord, those things may break us, Lord, but I'm grateful, Lord, that when you break us, you're able to put us back together again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we don't want to have a great fall to break down, Lord, but we want to put ourselves on the potter's wheel now, oh God, so that you can shape us and mold us and smooth us out, Lord, and create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us and give us the tools and the instruments that we need, Lord, to offer unto you the praise and the service that you are worthy of. God, that's my mission. That's my aspiration, Lord, is to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. Lord, that's the purpose in the theme scripture, to praise sin, Lord, since we began, Lord, because you're worthy of it, Lord, and oftentimes we're not willing to give ourselves completely over to you. But our desire, Lord, is to give you what you are deserving of. And you are deserving of our best. Not things that are left over. Not things, God, that someone else borrowed. Someone else has already used. But, Lord, you created me to worship you daily. You created me to praise you. You created me so that I may fulfill purpose in this world during my lifetime. Thank you, God, that you did not leave me here all alone. But, Lord, as I look back over my life, I realize each and every time I pray, God, that you've ordered my footsteps. You placed me into the lives of people to be an agent of change. Lord, those that responded across the social media about, you know, congratulating me on another birthday, Lord, those are the people, Lord, that see the posts that I put out and the words that I put out and the messages that I put out, oh God, to bring hope in this dark and dying world. Lord, oftentimes we become distracted, and we become distracted with the cares of life. We become distracted with the cares of this world. But, Lord, I don't want to be distracted anymore. Lord, I want to remain focused, Lord. Lord, I want to keep my eyes on you. As long as I keep my eyes on you, Lord, you'll keep me, you'll strengthen me, you'll encourage me, you'll lead me and guide me. Lord, you'll show me the way. And Lord, I want you to show me my destiny. Lord, I want you to show me your glory. Lord, I want you to show me what you have, that you desire for my life, Lord, that I may aim towards you, and Lord, that I may continue to press towards you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for this early morning sacrifice. Lord, yesterday was a long day, but I'm grateful for yet this new day, this 27th day of December. I'm grateful that you've allowed for me to see this day. And so, Lord, we pray that you would order our footsteps and lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you would put a prayer, praise on our lips, that we may offer you praise throughout this day. Help us to make a joyful noise unto you and to bless your holy and righteous name. Help us, O God, to glorify you in spirit and in truth, O God, and not do it superficially, O God, but let it come from the depth of our souls, the songs of gratitude, the songs of adoration, the songs of worship, Lord, that I will trust in you, O God, that I will not lean into my own understanding, but in all of my ways, O God, I will acknowledge you so that you will direct my pathways. O God, put a praise on the inside, Lord, that I won't be able to keep in myself, Lord, to holler back, oh God, and to honor you, oh Lord, with the fruit of my lips and the fruit of my life as well. And stir up in me the more
in the mighty name of Jesus as I go throughout this day. Oh, God, let there be praise on these lips. Let there be adoration from this heart, worship from within, not because of what you've done, but just because of who you are. Magnificent God, King of kings, wonderful Savior, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, hallelujah, Lord of Lords, the great I Am, just because of who you are. Yes, I know that you are a strong power. Yes, I know that you are a way maker. Yes, God, I know that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. But Lord, I want to worship you just because you are the great and mighty God. You are the creator of the ends of the world. You are the one that breathed the breath of life into me. And so, Lord, I adore you this morning, and I offer you my gratitude, and I offer unto you this morning my adoration. You are a wonderful God, a God that's like none other, magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways. And so we praise you, Lord, and we magnify you, and we declare this morning that we trust in you. So I pray for my pastor this morning, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would strengthen him and keep him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That you would continue to anoint him for this very day, in this very time. Give him the words of life to all those that he mentor and all those that he pastor, whether it's the St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ or the New Community Temple Church of God in Christ or the First Jurisdiction of Virginia. All that he pastor and lead over, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would give him the words of life and the words of wisdom to breathe life into your people. I understand, Lord, that your will is on levels, and you give us order, and you give us leaders, Lord, to sow into each and every one, each and every level. And so, Lord, as the anointing, as the oil runs down Aaron's beard, Lord, it falls afresh on me. And then I become the Aaron for another group of people, Lord. And I want you to anoint my beard with oil, God, in the name of Jesus, to let the oil run down, that the anointing and the oil flow and flow down to the members of Praise Center and those that are connected to me in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, I want to undergird my leader. So as the oil flows on him, it'll flow on me. And then those that undergird me, the oil will flow on them as well in the name of Jesus. So help me to undergird my pastor, my leader, to encourage him, to bless him, to serve him, not as a God, but as a man of high esteem and a godly man, a man that's after your own heart. So I pray for strength for him today. I pray for wisdom for him today. I pray for long life, and I pray for his family, that you will bless Mother Thomas and bless his six sons, Lord, and bless the daughter-in-laws and the grandchildren, Lord. Bless his entire family. Bless his ministries, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and bless what he puts his hands to do on this day. Lord, I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District. I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell and Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Kenneth Hawkins, Kenneth Hackett and Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Wayne Cream and Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Court, Lord, and Pastor William Cornett, Lord, I pray that you would continue to touch his body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing right now. In the name of Jesus, heal, Lord. Do it for your glory and do it for your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. And then Pastor Lawrence Clyette, I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, Lord, that we will be about our Father's business in this area, that we would take the city for your glory and for your honor, whether it's Alexandria or Manassas or Woodbridge or Dumfries, Fredericksburg, Culpeper, Lord, wherever we find ourselves at, that you equip us what we need to do to take the city for your glory. Lord, I pray for my friend, Pastor Brian Jones, and God, Pastor Herschel Chenault, and Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Lord, I pray for those dear brothers that you would bless their ministries as well, enlarge their territories this day. And then I call on the names of the members of Praise Center Church, those that you've blessed me and given me charge over. Lord, I want to thank you for the opportunity to lead. I want to thank you for the opportunity to serve, because you made me not to lord over the people, But Lord, you made me to serve them and to be an example of what you have called for me to do. And that is to be an example of holiness, an example of righteousness, to be a good shepherd. And so, Lord, I thank you for all that you've done. I thank you for Lady Yolinda McCallum. I thank you for Sister Diamond Star. I thank you for Brother Eric McCallum and Sister Crystal McCallum and little Junior Deacon Aaron McCallum. I thank you for my family, for them going out and ministry with me and being willing to trust me to lead them spiritually. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help me to be that leader, not just at church, but at home as well, that I may be the example of a godly man, that you will get the glory out of my life. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCallum. Thank you for her consistent prayers, and I thank you for her trusting me to lead her spiritually as well. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary Lysandra Miller. Safe travels as she makes her way back from the West Coast from visiting her relatives. Lord, I pray for Sister Connie Coulter and little baby Gigi, Gianna, and all the children. Lord, I pray for her husband, our brother Eric Coulter. I pray for Sister Monique Collier, Lord. I got her full name this time, Lord. I pray that you would touch her body and touch her mind right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak healing over her life and covering right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, oh God, for oh God, my dear brother that's been missing in action, Lord, you know who I'm talking about, that you would touch him, oh God, that you would keep him, Brother Herbert Lee, and watch over him, and God, prick his heart. Don't give him no rest until he makes his way back to the house of the Lord. And then I pray for those that undergird the ministry, those that seed into the ministry. Oh God, Sister Lisa Law, Brother Carl Christopher, God, Brother Larry Brown, Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, Lord, Brother Roland Wilson, those that pray and intercede and sow seeds into the ministry. I thank you for their sacrifice. I thank you for their kindness, and I thank you for their prayers. I pray that you would grant them strength today, that you would grant them favor, and that you would grant them wisdom in all that they endeavor to do on this day. And then, Lord, as we go throughout this day, I pray that you would lead, guide, and direct us in all of our endeavors. Let your will be done. Let your will be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you in advance for how you're going to bless us. We thank you in advance for how you're going to make the way out of no way. We thank you in advance, Lord, how you're going to lead, guide, and direct us in the mighty name of Jesus. And because of who you are, we declare again, Lord, that we will put our trust in you. We won't trust anyone else, oh God, but we'll put our trust and our focus and our hearts on you. So bless us today. Pour out your spirit upon us. Get the glory out of our lives. And Father, if you do this, we'll be careful to give you all the glory. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the honor. It shall be thine. It's in the magnificent and mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.